Can't change what I am, Darryl. I'm a 50 terabyte self-evolving neural network double backflip off the high platform. I'm not a swan dive.
Space Dran.
Hello, Craig.
Okay. Why does this Craig make that noise? I've never heard him make that noise in any other server. Okay.
He does do that. I've seen him do that in the Weave
cast. I've never seen him do that. I've never heard him do it. I've never seen him do it.
Frig before. I mean, Craig.
No. I use Frig like not once a week, and it never has done that for me.
Oh, what are you Frigs drinking tonight?
I had natural light.
I just had some water. Some filtered water. Some
tea. So? Tea?
All of my water is in mason jars right now because of the storm.
Mason jars?
Yeah, my roommate told me not to drink the water out the tap.
It's probably a good idea.
I'm going to get a stomach virus. Bad enough. Having Frig disease. I don't want to catch something else, you know? Wouldn't want to catch a rock virus or something. Okay.
When you catch the rock virus, you have an aneurysm every time you talk to anybody from TRS.
Yeah. Guys, let's invite McNabb to
okay.
I think he'll unironically report it.
I think he will because he might know a Discord mod because they're feds.
Yeah, they are. I think all that feds.
TRS is unironically a fed organization, and so Alex McNabb really is going to get us all taken down.
Alex McNabb is actually Agent 7 from Hitman.
What is Rock doing? What is he recording with McNabb?
The hard way.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Pattergang, I said the same thing. He fucking brings Alex on his non-existent show before he fucking tries to get him on our show.
Why did Alex even agree to that? Does he know Rock in real life?
He's just friends. They're friendly with each other.
Sorry.
That sounds gay, and I don't want any homosexuals around me.
No, me neither.
Dude, that legit angers me a little bit.
Why?
Frig?
Yeah, Frig? No, it makes me a little frustrated, too. I feel like.
Angry.
What's
Frig?
Wrong, Frig?
Frig number 8620.
It just makes me a little mad that he would bring him on his non-existent podcast, and he would say, hey, Alex, come on my show, but he won't ask to get our show on the network, and
you know
he
what?
Won't
this is
ask McNabb to come on our
this
show.
Is like, this is like that movie Inside Out, where all the different emotions of Frig.
Like, this is like since
we all are tism. We only have one emotion, and that emotion is Emotion.
Emotion?
Like,
that's the only emotion we have.
Pattergang is like angry Frig, and Sydney's like happy Frig. Fascist mother is like disgust Frig. Sucks.
The rest of y'all are just like relaxed, chill Frig.
Family is like ironic, sarcastic Frig.
Which Frig is okay, hot Frig?
Frig number 0380.
Wait a minute. Who is that?
That's Frig.
Oh, so it is. That's Frig Prime.
The Frig.
Frig Prime.
The Frig, formerly known as Powder Keg.
I think we're all gonna have to change our names to just include Frig. Like, I'll be Ja Frig.
I think tomorrow when I go to work, they're gonna ask me a question, and I'm gonna answer in the voice of Frig at my company meeting.
Oh, no.
Guys, we're going to have to all fork the main Frig Prime repository and have your own branch. That way you can have nicknames instead of calling you Frig number 8620.
Change your
Just call me Frig.
I was going
to change your name to Frig and then give yourself a nickname like Angry Frig or Moody Frig.
What about just Frig Prime? Frig Double Angry Prime.
Frig? Was that that song that was in that Eddie Murphy movie? Angry Sleepy Frig? Frig.
Sleepy Frig. Clumsy Frig. You know.
Jewish Frig.
We're going to get Mike on the Outcast.
Oh, God.
Frigs. What's that?
We're going to get Mike on the Outcast.
That'd be fun. Like I'd love to get Mike on the Outcast.
I don't want Mike on the Outcast.
Your takes
that
are
would
shit.
Be
Sorry?
Shit.
If Mike
be replacing Rock for an episode.
If Mike is on the Outcast, I want to be there so I can interrogate him about the boss question.
Mike would probably be so frustrated. We literally are the show with the most panelists in the world. And putting a Mike Enoch who fucking talks
Never
for literally
up.
The whole time on the show. He'd be so frustrated. It'd be funny, though. I wouldn't interrupt him. I'd let it fucking just go off.
Instead of having drops on the Frig cast, we can just mimic the noises of the drops.
A lesbian.
And do a poor interpretation of them.
Were you doing the Frig voice?
A lesbian.
A lesbian.
A lesbian.
A lesbian. She had a half nigger kid.
If you want to do this tomorrow when it's not 2 a.m., can we unironically record a 5-minute long Frig cast and use that as a middle bit for the next?
So?
We could do 10 minutes and then use that as the halfway bit for the Weeb cast.
For the week,
instead
of a 10-minute bit on the Atticus, but I would put like a 60-second Frig on Frig convo for sure.
Frig on Frig action.
We could just get Tom to make a new category on the WordPress site for the Frig cast.
Yeah,
that okay hot Frig on Frig action.
Yeah. And we can just record these small sessions, and it would be more interesting than the hard way.
And it would be more interesting than the way.
There will be no script, no prep. Just show up and just kind of go.
No drugs, no attitudes, no prep.
We had 120 frigs.
Guys can bring prep if they want.
Guys, if every single person from the
Manly
really kind of
romantic.
If every person from the Manly P Hall of Fame comes in, we could have 60 frigs.
We could have a 30
frigs. But half of the offline people on the attic are actually feds because one of them came
over there,
Buttercake?
Well, number one, I thought I'd like, you know, be a bit of a bargain hunter and get Pall Malls, which was a mistake.
Always a
mistake. I'm trying to use these Pall Malls to relax, because like I legit want to like go fight Rock where he lives right now.
Listen,
it is very manly. It's very manly.
Kick his ass.
Listen, Frig 0238. The official cigarette of Frig is Camel Blues,
really,
or Camel Crushes.
I should have gone Camel Blue. I should have gone to Camel Blue because I know I like
better
their
cigarettes.
I've had them before. They're better cigarettes. The Pall Mall
is not
good.
Of course.
This is I've got this taste in my mouth.
Like
and I don't
Camel
like
Blues.
It. All I can
consider
think about
this.
Is fucking elbow striking Rock in his fucking beard.
Well, consider this your first lesson in Frigism. To get
always
Camel
go
Blues.
Camel.
The only person I knew who smoked Pall Malls was a Jewish girl who OD'd on heroin in high school.
I'll play along with the little Frig game. Oh, my name's Frig, but you know what? It's really Powder Keg. I want to go fucking kill Rock right now. I want to go fucking take a goddamn fish fillet hook and just fucking gut him
from his goddamn tiny dick to his fucking throat, okay, all the way up to his gay ass beard. Is that good?
Okay,
I'm doing
hot.
A good job, freak posting. Yeah. I'm doing a good job.
He's so mad. I'm sorry. I told you that McMahon was on his show.
Hey, Frigg.
It is annoying, though, dude. It actually does annoy
you. Yes. Is that like if like him and McNabb are like doing like a bit, like a fun little bit? That's neat. That's cool and that's neat. But the fact that he's like trying to make this hard way thing a thing is so fucking gay. And I'm gonna say number one, Rock, not a good writer. Not a fucking good writer. Not funny.
I agree, like, Powder Frigg.
I agree with that.
In fact, we're all Friggs here, so we've probably all had a bit stolen by Rock.
Bad timing and his dumb gay bullshit and thinking people of trans is clever and always saying white before he can say fucking white. I want to fucking kick him in his gay fucking shit-eating teeth and I'll knock all his spent shit out of those molars in the process. And now that he's trying to do this hard way shit, it's just fucking retarded.
Well, the annoying thing is he's clearly going to try and use McNabb to promote the hard way.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that, like, he wouldn't have done shit without, like, Nat's voice, Atticast, all the best bits are the ones that I do, which I'm not going to, like, we are the Atticast, like, that's our thing. And, like, I'm this guy, because I'm this stupid guy with my head in the clouds, so always like, we're a team, we're a fucking team. I like doing shit as a team, I like being a team player, but when this motherfucker's not being a fucking team player, and it's just like, he's like purposely being subversive, dude. He's such a piece of shit.
You can be part of Team Frigg.
Actually, you know, if you think about it, really the spirit of Frigg embodies what the Attic was supposed to be about since the days of the Oven Men.
I can't even tell if this is really Frigg talking here. Somebody else is Frigg.
This is Frigg Prime.
Yeah, this is Frigg.
Yeah, that's Frigg Prime.
And I'm in the second.
Yeah, but no, Powder. Honestly, I think what's going to happen is McNabb will see, because I have a feeling that McNabb only got on because, like, Rock went through Sven and Sven told him to do it or something. But, they're going to shit. You realize that
I don't think McNabb has good enough taste to know whether or not Rock is a piece of shit or not.
I mean,
is McNabb like Star Trek?
But he also like One Punch Man, and One Punch Man is pretty good.
Every normie likes One Punch Man. Nobody was going to deny that One Punch Man isn't good. Like, One Punch Man is just objectively good.
Okay.
I beg to differ.
I don't know. I would have the One shield up for McNabb if
like
he had just said...
Fucking Quadroon likes One Punch Man, okay? You don't have to be a connoisseur to know it's a good anime. Everyone knows it's a good anime.
Implying it's a good anime.
Okay. It doesn't have emotes. I don't think it has.
Frigg number 8620, give us your hot take on this particular one.
Oh my god,
Ray,
I can actually feel my fucking heartbeat in my throat right now.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Maybe you should have bought those camel blues after all.
Should have bought them?
Yeah, no. We probably actually should fucking talk to Rock about this in a way that isn't just like attacking him, but in a way that makes me
No, no, no. You know what makes me mad? It's not. Here's the thing that makes me fucking mad. It's not that he's doing it, because people do shit like this all the time. It's the fact that I know he thinks I don't know what he's doing. I know exactly what he's doing.
He definitely thinks
that
he's smart.
Because he's not a fucking...
Let's dispel with this fiction that Rock doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Rock knows exactly what he's doing, but he thinks that we don't know exactly what he's doing. And that's the fucking most infuriating part about this.
I think that
Rock thinks he's going to be an E celeb one day, and I hate to tell him, but he's not going to be shit other.
Well, you know,
Frigg or not, I can't tell. I can't tell.
This is Frigg.
This does make it seem like you were right after episode 2 when he pulled his YouTube stunt. But you know, probably did have the right idea.
Spoilers! Like, I was right. Fucking I'm not a fucking I play an idiot on the internet. I'm not actually a dumb guy.
No. It is really annoying, and honestly, like if he wants to do his own thing, that's fine. But like, he should not fucking try and use us to elevate him in any way. And he can just fuck off and do that thing. And it's not going
to
be like...
No, he already used us to, like, make the Attic Waffen a brand.
Well, the Attic would be... If Rock was the only person doing the Attic, it wouldn't be anything. It would be a YouTube video with two views.
Yeah.
And two dislikes.
Well, I don't think it would be that bad, but...
Have you seen his YouTube channel? That's literally, like, every video has, like, three views, and one of them was when he sent it to Sven.
All of his videos are shit, except for the ones that were us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My shitty Bing Bing Wahoo plus shit gets better reception.
Dude, your Bing Bing Wahoo thing was actually genuinely funny. Like, I laughed the whole time I heard it.
Yeah.
Rock's bits are really stale. I mean, AR Noir was bad for a reason.
I don't know.
You could tell
Bing
by
Wahoo
listening.
Wahoo was meant for, like, three other people. That was just, like, a joke. That was, like, an inside joke because I spurg out over Smash Brothers.
I think it has there are many memes that, you know, can transcend just one person, you know. Hold up. I think there's there's new replies to this A3.
Sydney, bless you for being such a diplomat, but we both know this isn't gonna work.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, are you saying we just need to fire Rock? I don't know what you're gonna.
No, what I mean is, like, he's just gonna be like, okay.
Well, he's gonna play stupid. He's gonna say we're on our periods. He's gonna do fucking annoying shit. But that's why, like, we can't go at him just yelling.
We have to go at him as free.
We have to go at him, but we don't. We can't give him what he wants because he's gonna try and take every fucking cheap, annoying shot in the book. So we're gonna have to say, like, dude, clearly you're trying to use the brand that we all created together to move yourself up, and then you're, like, trying to bring on McNabb to promote the hard way. You're clearly not trying to promote
he's clearly trying to be as selfish as possible. And this is going to blow up on him because, like, here's the thing, like fucking Mike and Sven and McNabb, they run a business. They have to make money. If they promote shit like this, people stop listening. There, like, when people stop listening and stop subscribing to paywall when one episode is fucking bad. Like, if they actually were to, like, promote his shit and it's garbage and it's going to be garbage because it's the hard way, if they actually unironically promote, I mean, I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only person who stopped paying for paywall after the episode came out when fucking Rock tore my bit to shreds and sent it in and it was fucking terrible. I was just like, that's it. Can't listen to the Daily Show anymore. Rock ruined it for me.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I stopped listening after they played AR Noir. I haven't listened to an episode since.
Is that Jafash or Lightbringer? I can never tell them apart.
It's Jafash. I mean,
Jafrig.
Frig?
No.
Me and Lightbringer are actually the same person, which is why we were both unironic Gnostic Satanists.
Okay. Yeah.
Even though all of you heathens need to convert to Frigslam.
I agree. Yeah.
Hi, guys. I just want to read out this post from A. It says, I tend to not make serious inferences about people based on the kind of media they consume, but I make an exception with this shit. If you're enchanted with the idea of emotionally tormenting a young, vulnerable girl who implicitly trusts you, I have questions about your stability, 2D or otherwise, and it has one reply, but I want her to emotionally torment me.
I have no questions at all because that's hot.
Okay, agree. Okay, hot.
Agree and amplify.
Hard agree.
Hard R agree.
I'm going to go ahead and agree and amplify with my fellow friends. I think we're all on the same page here because we all literally have the same brain and the same life experience.
I'm so angry, I'm going to go fucking, like, anime dark triad right now. You know what the best anime fetish is? Is like physically bullying a yandere until she's just like a fucking submissive slut.
That is pretty hot.
Okay, hot.
I've read really a couple hot. Of doujins that featured that plot line, please. And it was an interesting twist.
Could you send me examples of this, please?
Can we get source?
See, I thought I made this up. I'm glad I'm not that weird. I thought I just made that up.
No, this is real.
Oh, that's really hot.
I don't know what it's called, but I've seen at least one doujin like that.
I saw one where they were forcing Asuka to eat human shit until she
Here's the thing.
It's Asuka, so she deserves that.
She deserves star
opens
that
robe star.
Star?
Star yeah. opens robe star. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. What's this?
Okay.
Ooh, actually.
Ooh, what's this?
Actually, let me change real quickly. I actually wasn't wearing the robe.
Oh, whoa.
Now?
I'm gonna change that from ooh to oh, whoa after that.
So do you have any examples of the yandere being beaten into submission?
No, can I take it quick?
I gotta pull up my browser history to find it.
Thank you, Frigg.
Yandere.
Alright, fellow Friggs, I have to go to bed because I have work in the morning. But I'll be on tomorrow to yell at Rock with you guys. So
we'll actually, guys, I just
don't know who's leaving right now. I don't know who's leaving.
I just thought about here's how we can find that doujin very quickly. We have 6 Friggs. If you distribute the task evenly, we can find it in a sixth of the time.
Communism works.
All Frigg, no, this is how distributed computing works. So all Friggs, direct your browsers to pureren.io and go to tags and then click yandere, and then each Frigg just start on a different page number and then just go through them until you find it.
All right. What's it called?
But unironically, before I leave, yeah, we'll talk to Rock about this tomorrow.
It won't do any good. Your faggy little speech won't do any good.
Well, what's really the alternative, though? Just say fucking nothing to the guy and just keep doing a show with him and be bitter about it?
Here's what you can do to ultimately fuck him.
Physical violence?
We can just record the attic cast on Mechanicus.
Crowdfund my plane ticket to go beat Rock.
We could just...
Well, no, I'll just tell him. I'll be like, dude, like, I don't want to work with you if this is how you're gonna be. Like, you're not promoting our shit anywhere. You're fucking, like, using the brand and trying to promote your own show over our show. Like, you clearly just want... You don't want anything to do with, like, being a part of the thing. You want to be your own deal. And, like, that's
fine. He doesn't
want to
be a part of this family?
We're a family.
Just cut him out. You guys are the talent anyway.
Well, it's like,
I'm just saying, like, nobody even recognizes you guys. He takes all the fucking credit, even though he has none of the talent.
Oh,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm not doing this to get recognized for anything, but. It is frustrating.
I think that's like, yeah, that's like really the lowest problem. The worst thing is just him trying to elevate himself within like what he believes is the movement, which is really just like fucking e-celeb culture. He just wants to be an e-celeb so bad that he's willing to exploit the labor of everybody.
He doesn't even have a suit.
Wow, Frigg, you're
starting to sound like he doesn't even have a suit. Well, here's the thing about the NAS Bowl. It doesn't work on the general society, but just Friggs alone can do NAS Bowl.
Yes, the Friggs are a master race.
Frigg Riot is the new movement, and if you're not part of the Frigg Riot, you're just fucking
basically
gay.
A cook. I mean, we have enough Friggs in the server alone to start. to basically start an organization to rival TWP in membership.
Free Prime, what am I looking for on the Puterian?
I had to go, but Japan, she was really talking to you, buddy. I'll tell you soon.
The specific Dojin, later. It was for Future Diaries, and just go to, like, search by tag and find Yuno Gasai, and it was one of the, I think it's this one right here called, Yuki Yuno Aino Mirai Nikki 2011 Winter Omake.
Yeah, okay. It's right here.
And I'm pretty sure it starts out, this might be a different one. This is a different one.
Is it Slave Diary? You know why Ore no Yome?
Let me look at it. No, because that one has femdom, which is the opposite.
That is the opposite of what we want here. Is it Plus X on Demand?
I don't know. No. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 of these, and we have 5 frigs, so each of you read 2 dojins, and we'll get through this in, like, a minute.
Okay.
Frig 8620, read the first 2. I'll read
I just want you to know
2.
I'm not reading shit.
Okay.
the Gohoshi Nikki isn't it because of its fandom in it.
Well, you can actually advance search.
Is the one that you're thinking about have Mindbreak and Netarare?
Well,
I don't know, but probably not because I don't fuck with Netarare.
I don't fuck with Kukken either.
Well, am I supposed to read all this?
Yes.
All this crap?
Just read us the tags and we can decide.
1 eternity later.
You mean frig number 8817? Okay, well, I can try that. So, let us read a. Let us read a few super chat. I really like the emotes. That feel when no autistic emotes.
Dude, I swear to God, like, just a one-off bit. I'd literally want to let's record 2 hours of this and put it on Right Wing Entertainment Squads. It's just a one-off thing.
Yeah.
I would be more than okay with this, and I'm sure Towen would too.
Yeah, totally. We got to get enough frigs to have an 8v8 frig debate, but everyone has to, like, debate from the frig point of view.
We all agree.
Yeah, we all agree.
No. The point is that, like, we have to still disagree anyway for different frig reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Different frig reasons and different frig angles.
Yeah.
Right, y'all. Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite pony?
Who are you asking? Asking Frig?
Frig Prime.
What?
All Frigs. Who's your favorite pony?
I never watched My Little Pony, so
you
I don't
watch
know.
That?
But if I had to give you just my, like, spicy hot take, probably Pinkie Pie, I guess.
Pinkie Pie is a pretty good pony. I'd say that the most fuckable is Applejack because she's very, very trad.
I do like that. Yeah, no, you have a point.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I watched it, but my niece was watching it one time on the TV, and I thought, fuck it. This is an excuse to watch it.
My wife has just informed me that she wants to dominate Fluttershy.
Okay.
It's not very principled
in particular,
but it could be... reversed into some kind of principled meme.
We have a super chat from this 4chan thread. says, not all Emotos are born to a family with an Oni-chan. Would you deny them happiness?
Never. We could adopt them and make them our Emotos, and we could be their Oni-chan.
Is someone else? Hold up. We got another super chat. Someone posted a screenshot of a maybe it's a manga about twincest, but they're both girls, and it says, what about twincest? That is any form of homosexuality. And the reply to this is, stay on your containment boards. Emotos are for Oni-chans only. Where's the lie?
I would like to find out where the lie is in
I don't see it.
In the statement that if it's two girls, it's okay.
Okay.
But even though that is, I guess, technically Emoto nationalism, it denies the Oni-chan. The Emoto, which is even worse.
I don't know. Is the Oni-chan really necessary in Emoto nationalism? And if there is,
I think it is.
If there's an Oni-chan that's not you, is it kind of Netarare?
Okay.
I think that's the beauty of the genre, because it's a self-insert, but it can be hypothetical at the same time. Fucking Finley's ad-libbing around along to it is great, but no, because if you think about it, if you read normal doujin that has two characters from a series, well, you can't really self-insert as the other character because they already have names. So that's really Netarare, because you want to fuck that 2D character. But if it's an Emoto doujin that's not from a series, it's just an abstract self-insert fantasy, and so therefore it's not Netarare.
That is acceptable as a as an explanation, but is it Netarare if you are watching or reading a doujin of an anime where this particular Emoto has an Oni-chan and it is canon that they fuck?
Then it's still okay, because once again, you're not reading this doujin because you like those specific characters. You're reading it because of the Emoto tag, because you searched Emotos. You didn't search explicitly for Aura Emo. In fact, you wouldn't have watched that show if it didn't have that tag. So once again, it's the abstract.
I only watched that show because you told me to.
Exactly. It was good, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Oh, wait, were you talking about Aura Emo or Yasuga no Sora?
Aura Emo.
Have you seen Yasuga no Sora?
I have not. I saw you guys talking about it.
I'm sorry, well, look, we're all frigs here, so this is kind of like required reading. Yosuga no Sora is like if you took Aura Emo, but like pre-whatever law they passed in Japan where they're not allowed to go all the way with that. They passed a law after Yosuga no Sora came out saying that you can't have a series that puts a positive spin on Emoto nationalism.
That's a bunch of bullshit, and I hate their fucking spooks.
Yeah. Or maybe it was in response to the visual. It was one or the other. I don't know. It was in response to some show that happened to touch on that topic that gave it a positive spin. It might have been Kazekoi. But anyway, Yosuga no Sora is like Aura Emo with H scenes.
Okay.
It's good. I'll post a screenshot that's not too spoilery.
Hey, what's your favorite punished doujin? Like one that you can't ever find anymore?
Punished doujin? What do you mean? Like a doujin that you've read but you can no longer find again?
Yeah, like I know exactly like what mine is called, but I can never
find it again. Oh man, that sucks. No, I know I could describe mine and I don't remember what it was called or and it was an original. It wasn't like a parody of a series, so it would be impossible to find it.
Oh, shit, dude.
It was some shit that I found on fucking GE. Went whilst searching through tags, as opposed to like searching by series or something. So I can't really remember what it was about, but it'll come back to me eventually.
Inshallah.
It was like 200 or 300 fucking pages, though. I know that
Jesus
much.
Jesus Christ, that's not even a doujin, that's just a gallery.
I think, actually, no, it was legit a doujin, dude. Like, I fucking, because you could, on GE, you could choose different things. You could choose CGs, or art galleries, or doujins, or manga, and I had it selected on manga. Just on the off